Hey, it's Chris Jones with the Jones Zone, and this episode of the podcast is brought to you by the Jones Zone at Keller Williams Realty. That's right, we sponsor our own podcast. So if you know of anybody looking to buy, sell, rent, or invest in residential real estate in the Charlotte, Rock Hill, Fort Mill area, have them connect with us on their favorite platform. Enjoy the show.
It's Chris and Brian Jones, your real estate advocates, community connectors, talking Charlotte and York County area real estate, and interviewing business owners, entrepreneurs, and community leaders. Welcome to the Jones Zone Podcast.
Ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Welcome to the Jones Zone. Brian is not here today, which is good. Just kidding. I know he's going to listen to this. What? He had some stuff to do with one of our clients, but I am here today with Coach Babette with CB Coaching and Consulting and Every Woman Can Be. She's a financial, business, and personal coach, a trainer, and a speaker. And her whole life approach and success model has helped individuals move forward in all areas of their lives and work. Drawing from her own experience in career and life transitions, Coach Babette works side by side with her clients to help them break through to places they never thought possible. Babette, welcome to the Jones Zone.
Thank you, Chris. It's good, great to be you here.
So that was a quick, brief introduction about who you are, but if you don't mind, fill us in. Give us a little bit of your personal story and background, and then some of your professional background and what brought you to where you are now.
Okay, I'll be happy to. Well, once again, I want to thank you for having me on your show. This is awesome. What brought me to where I am today? Well, a little bit about my background is I actually was a 1031 tax deferred exchange qualified intermediary for 15 years.
And what is that?
That's a mouthful. That's
yeah,
what that
that's
is.
A mouthful for sure.
But what that is, for those of your listeners that don't know what a 1031 is it's whenever you have a piece of investment property, you don't want to pay the capital gains tax on it. So you defer those capital gains tax onto the next piece of income producing property, and you can go ahead and defer those and keep rolling, and that's building wealth. It's a vehicle to build wealth, a legal one.
Yeah.
So it was great, and I loved my career, but then a little girl came into my life, and I had my daughter, and I loved her more, so I put that on hold and bowed out as the president and partner of that firm and went home to be a stay-at-home mom.
Wow.
So it was a big transition. People thought I was going through a midlife crisis and that I had lost my mind to give all that up. But to me, you can always do something else career-wise and learn how to make money. But my daughter's 11 now, so it's been a great 9 years.
Yeah.
And about 6 months after I was home, yeah, I got that itch that I gotta do something. So I did, and I dabbled in a few different things. But then it was actually a lady who I invited to my home for a networking group that I was a facilitator of at the time. And she saw me interacting with people, and she said, "Why aren't you a coach?" And I said, "A what?" And she goes, "Why aren't you a coach, like a life coach?" And I said, "Well, you know, I've heard of them. I love Tony Robbins and all those motivational people. I saw Zig Ziglar whenever I was in high school. But, you know, I help people. That's what I do." And she goes, "So why not get paid for it?" So I started doing some research and checked into it. Went up to New York, went through an accomplished coaching up there. And sure enough, here I am today. As a matter of fact, October will be our 5-year anniversary. I started out as a life coach, and then I found my niche, and my niche is financial and business coaching.
Okay.
So I love what I do. I love helping people. And one of the ways that I actually got to come home, and that's why I love finances so much, is because I had to work the first 2.5 years of her life because we had a little too much fun being dual income, no kids.
The jet skis, the little parties.
The trips to the Caribbean all the time.
The cruises.
So we were actually in $96,000 of debt.
Oh, no.
Okay? And whenever you wait to have kids, you know, you're older and all of that, you think, whoa, what happened? Well, you know, it's the little things that we do every day that really make a difference in our life. Well, those little things made a bad difference in our life. And so we had a lot of debt to pay off. So I worked the first 2.5 years of her life, and we paid off $96,000 in 30 months.
Gee, would you go Dave Ramsey on yourself?
Dave, as a matter of fact, I got to meet Dave in March of this year. I was at Ramsey Enterprises,
Jeez.
Yes, doing some stuff. And sure enough, yes, that's what we did. We Dave Ramsey'd it.
did we just coin something? We Dave Ramsey'd it.
We Dave Ramsey'd it. But it was great. And I mean, I knew from the moment, I've always loved finances. I actually started doing tax returns for my family at 14. Oh, so wow. Numbers are a thing for me. Love them, love them, love them. So now I get the opportunity to instill in other people and in corporations that I go in and I help their employees get out of debt, get out of that financial stress. So whenever, you know, people go, gosh, are you like a numbers nerd? Yes, and I'm proud of it.
Yeah.
I teach people how if they're in credit card debt, they don't need to be shopping at Costco. They need to be going to the dollar store or Aldi or whatever place and only buy 4 rolls of toilet paper instead of 36.
Yeah. Just get by.
Yeah, just to
get
by.
But you know what? These days, like with college, that's probably pretty common, actually. Now, that seems like at first when you said it out loud, I was like, oh my God. But 96,000, I mean, mm-hmm. depending on how long and what school you go to.
Oh, that's true.
Goodness.
That's true. But there's a way that you don't even have to get into college debt if you start things early. My daughter is 11 now, and she actually got hired to do her first website from a client of mine, actually.
Oh, wow.
And she actually was working on her first website this summer instead of just hanging out
that's
as
awesome,
an 11-year-old.
Man.
And she looks at me and she goes, Mom, this would be better than like going to apply for a job at 16. And we actually, I'm not going to say any names or endorse anybody on this podcast, but she actually saw what they were paying per hour. And she went home and she was like, oh, I'll send you websites.
Yeah, that's said, amazing. Well, no, you know what? You're absolutely right, though. I mean, you get into like Rich Dad, Poor Dad for Kids mm-hmm. and like Think and Grow Rich for Kids and stuff. And you can get their mindset right pretty early.
You can.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I actually came back from being in Nashville in March with Financial Peace Junior signed by Dave Ramsey,
yeah.
my daughter.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And she
awesome.
Was like, oh, Mom, yeah, thanks.
But you put them so far ahead of the game when you
yes.
think about it. You know,
yes.
I mean, because most people, they don't know what's up, really. They
very
just
true.
They do what their parents did, what their parents did, and they think you send them to college and they get their bachelor's and sociology or whatever mm-hmm. or you know, and they can get a job and so yeah, but not to pick on sociology, but I'm a social worker
oh.
background.
I was but, like oh.
So anyways, but how'd you meet Zig Ziglar as a kid? What was that?
Well, I did not meet Zig.
Oh,
I just
okay.
attended one of his events and my high school actually took us to it.
No, no kidding.
So yeah. we got to go to that. And it's funny because, like, on Facebook, I've reconnected. I went to a really small high school, actually, here in Fort Mill.
Oh, okay.
And sure enough, you know, whenever I became a coach and came out and said, I'm going to be a coach, all these high school friends of mine said, why are you surprised? You were always inspiring people in high school. You know, you were hanging with a crowd because I was a cheerleader. You know, I was hanging with a crowd that some of the girls weren't, you know, as nice as others. And this one girl gave me the best compliment ever, and she goes, you could have been totally opposite of what you were for the people you were hanging around. She's, but you weren't. She's, and you never changed. And I said, I don't get this change. I am who I am.
Mm-hmm.
And I always will be.
Yeah, that's good. Staying ground.
Yeah.
A character chameleon is not the best. You just stay
no,
who you are.
That's right.
So you're into Tony Robbins. Have you watched I'm Not Your Guru yet?
No, I haven't.
Man, you gotta check
is it
out.
Good?
Yeah, it's on Netflix, and he walks us through, I think it's Date with Destiny, or
okay.
one of his workshops.
Okay.
They film it for however many days it is or whatever, and they just turned it into a documentary. It's pretty cool. So.
Wonderful. I was actually on a call with him 3 years ago. Didn't get to talk to him.
Okay.
But he has the Robbins Madonnas institution, where you can go and you can get training for coaching. And I was on the phone with Mark Pasha, who is part of that. And he was asking me about coaching, and I hadn't started coaching yet. And then they invited me to a call with Tony on it so that we could ask a question via the chat box, and then Tony would answer it.
Awesome.
So he's just so exciting.
Yeah, yeah. Would you ever walk on Lit Coals? Did you see where he got where there was some controversy
I,
about
I
that?
I saw about that controversy. Would I do it? If I was in the moment... I'm adventurous. I
yeah,
probably would.
I probably would, too, if I was
yeah.
there with everybody else doing it.
I'd stuff. Have to find some kind of, you know, a special ointment for my feet
yeah.
prior to and research that.
Apparently, if you know how to do it, then you'll be fine.
Then you'll
but
be
if
fine.
You don't, or whoever
yeah.
goofed up that day. But whatever. So tell us a little bit about CP Coaching and Consulting. What's that program look like? How do what could people expect? How do they get started? I mean, kind of set that up for us.
Well, of course, go to my website. As a matter of fact, my new redesigned website just launched for our 5-year anniversary that's coming up in October. And there's different things that we can do. You know, for business coaching, we do one-on-one coaching. So that, you know, if it's a small business owner, I can work directly with them. And literally, we always start out with time management, because that's usually the problem mm-hmm. with small business owners. It's like, hey, I'm in business for myself. Now I can go to lunch and I can do this and I can do that. And it's like, no, you really can't.
Yeah.
You still have a job. You actually have to work harder at what you're doing, because you're your only income producer. And then I also do online coaching, video coaching, and group coaching for business. And the same thing with my financial coaching. Now, I have an online program that I call Dump Debt and Live Free. And
say it one more time.
Dump Debt and Live
Free.
Oh,
Dump Debt. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Said it too fast for you. Yeah. I got that New Yorker thing going. but Dump Debt and Live Free. And it's an 8 or 12-week course. Now, that's actually what I take into the corporations as well. And I connect with the HR representatives so that they can see how much of a financial strain are on their employees and how much more productivity they would actually result by doing if they would have someone come in and educate them on finances.
Yeah.
So I have that to offer. I do that online as well, up to 20 in a group at a time. I've got some of those coming up on the 15th and the 18th. I actually do two of those, and you know, people jump on from all over the country.
So are these like
their classes?
Is it Skype or what is it?
It's actually Zoom. I use Zoom because Skype would always go out on me during these classes, so I always use Zoom.
Yeah,
there's an endorsement.
Everybody's like, man, I just paid whatever for
this. I know. So Zoom is great for that. And then I'm also, it's exciting, in the fall, I'm actually going to have a video series coming out that they can actually buy the whole entire video series. They'll receive one video a week and have it for over and over and over again.
Yeah,
into perpetuity.
Amazing. It's funny how things can live online like that. Mm-hmm. Or people can save it if it's emailed to them. But
exactly.
We talked a little bit before about, you mentioned one of your mentors using cassette tapes.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, even though cassette tapes, you can't really, I guess if you still have a Walkman or something, you could probably still
a
listen
Walkman.
To it.
But, I haven't heard that in a long
yeah,
time.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like, I don't know if, I guess those are gone out of style. Even CDs, you know, I guess you could have a Discman or
mm-hmm.
whatever. It'd be the weirdo at the gym with a Discman carrying around. all right, what's Every Woman Can Be? That's kind of a group you're running and facilitating.
What's it is. That? Actually, that's something that I launched in January of 2014, and it brings women together on a monthly basis so that they can help grow their businesses and, again, be educated. I'm all about education. I'm a big proponent of it, where we have speakers come in on different topics to educate the ladies. We do a roundtable discussion so that they not only get to know each other, but they also have to think through, okay, what did I just hear? He was talking about customer service and giving that customer service experience. So how can I apply what I just heard in my own business? And they discuss that at the roundtables. So it's kind of like hear it, apply it, and then go out and do it.
How do you guys find your speakers for that?
I just research.
Oh, okay.
I'm huge into research of different people that I'm connected with on social media. And so that's kind of the way we do that. We actually did just launch an online community in January. So now we can actually break out of just the Charlotte and surrounding areas to absolutely have these ladies connect with us nationwide or worldwide even. And they get their own profile online so that they're advertising themselves constantly. Once their profile's complete, I'll actually post them throughout my social media sites through Every Woman Can Be so that they also get that visibility.
And that's, what's the website for that?
Everywomancanbe.com.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. So what made you, obviously you're a woman, but is that, what made you what drew you towards helping that group specifically?
Well, I was actually the facilitator whenever I came home to raise my daughter. I got recruited to be a facilitator for another organization, and I was for 4 years. I was the Center City coordinator, as well as the Union County facilitator and coordinator. And whenever I have this thing that is innate within me, that anytime I get bored, I just kind of stop. So I always have to challenge myself.
It's like Forrest Gump when he just stops running.
Exactly.
I think I'll go home now.
Yeah, that's kind of the way I've actually lived my life. Because in every corporate job that I've had, once I get to the top, or if I'm told that I'm not allowed to go to the top, I either left that or I went all the way to the top. For instance, my last corporate career, the gentleman that we're still great friends to this day, 9 years after I left, he actually told me my first day of work, now how would you like this? You're brand new on the job, and the guy that owns the company comes to you and says, you know something? You are not my first choice.
Mm.
And so I looked at him and I said, thank you, but you know something? I'm going to be your best choice.
Yeah,
and I was.
Nice.
I was. And he says this to this day. He goes, you were my best hire. I mean, he made me president and partner of the firm. And I was there 15 years.
That's fine.
So, yeah. So, you just have to focus on what you're doing and make it the best. And not the best to compete with other people. Because, honestly, I feel that everybody can win. But they have to be committed. And they have to have that time management skills. And they have to really want to do it. Because you see all these people going, oh, well, I'll just quit my job. And instantly, I'll have the boat. I'll have the car. I'll have all the trips. No. There's a little bit of hard work to go with that.
That's funny. He's like, you're not our first choice. Yeah, neither were you. All right, yeah. I applied to Goldman Sachs and I didn't get that.
Exactly.
That's cool.
No, but that was an awesome, awesome career. And I still dearly love that family. So.
What was the hardest thing about switching from a big corporate job to becoming an entrepreneur and starting your own business? What were some of your biggest hurdles?
Not having that consistent paycheck.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I used to go in and clock in, and I was very, very fortunate because they saw my work ethic. And so every time that I would work harder, they'd throw more money at me, and I'd work harder. And one thing that I learned as an entrepreneur is I work hard, and I work harder, and I work harder, and sometimes nothing comes in. So you got to restructure and reconfigure and make it work.
Yeah. As what do you tell your clients that are really struggling with, like maybe they're not making as much money as they thought they would, or mm-hmm. or it's not working out like they thought? I mean, is there any sort of rule of thumb in terms of timeline and just keeping at it? And how do you keep them encouraged?
Well, for one thing, I've dealt with this with a few of my ladies that I work with, and they feel that it's okay to dip into 401ks, and I don't. I'm totally against that. A lot of people don't know the tax ramifications of that. So I want to find out first, one, do they have the resources to be an entrepreneur? Or do they need to still keep that JOB until that entrepreneurship comes through? I had a different set of circumstances. So I was fortunate that I could build a business and not have to worry about, because I'd already given up my job. You know, we had already done all that. So I was starting from scratch. I just couldn't go out and go, woo, you know.
Yeah.
So it depends on everybody's circumstances and their goals. But usually it's a 6 month mm-hmm. to a year window, and then we assess where they are. Because most of my coaching clients, the minimum I will work with someone is 6 months, because you have to have time to really build. But on average, my clients stay with me 1 to 2 years, except for my very first paying client that I ever had. She's still with me. She's out of New York, and we've become great friends. Five years now. She found me on YouTube. So.
Do you implement YouTube and social media a lot in your business?
I haven't implemented YouTube as much as I need to, and that's kind of my downside and one of my hang-ups, if you will, because I don't really think that vlogging is something that I want to do constantly. And unfortunately, I was told, guess what? You need to do it. You know, you've got the personality, you've got this. And I was like, I could just talk, like on a podcast. But so that is something that, as a matter of fact, I just put up my YouTube channel for my new website that I launched. And so the first video is on there. And now that my daughter's back in school and summer is behind us, I've got to get on the stick and start
That's
vlogging.
It's funny that your daughter is so young. What is she, sixth grade?
Yes.
That's
good job.
Outstanding. So
good
yeah,
job.
She's on the ball, man. That's gonna be good.
She's ready. and I just have to keep her consistent because middle school gets crazy, I've heard.
Oh, yeah. I can only imagine.
So.
excuse me. Oh, man. I need to keep a notebook so I can write down questions as they pop into my head. Oh, yeah. So who are some of your personal inspirations or your role models and that you look up to and draw inspiration from?
Personally, I'm going to start with family. Personally, it was my brother because he was my inspiration. My parents got divorced whenever I was 6 years old. And I just kind of assessed the family real quick. And I saw how entrepreneurial he was. And so I kind of followed it in those footsteps of, he taught me different things about life. So he is, you know, my personal inspiration. The gentleman that I worked for 15 years. As a matter of fact, we had lunch earlier this year. And I said, you know something? You're like number two on my list for inspiring
me. Is he up in New York or is he here?
No.
They're here? Okay.
Well, my brother's actually up in West Virginia. I'm not from New York. That's another story for another podcast. But I have a strong connection to New York.
Okay.
I do. And I know I'm going to be up there one day. But I'm originally from Morgantown, West Virginia. My brother still lives there. But the gentleman that I worked for, he's a native Charlatan.
Oh, okay.
As far as famous people, of course, Tony Robbins. We've already talked about that. Andy Andrews, who, if your listeners don't know, Google Andy Andrews. You'll see he's a best-selling New York Times author. And I've been in a program of his for about a year and a half now. I was one of the first, got an opportunity to meet him with 60 other members of our group in Nashville this past March. And of course, we've already touched on Dave Ramsey. I mean, it was funny. I actually got a picture with Dave whenever I got to meet him in Nashville as well in March. And one of my friends on social media said, you look like a giddy little teenage girl. And I was like, I was. So those are pretty much my inspirations. Susie Orman, too. I love her.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So you have a coach yourself.
Absolutely. I do not believe that any coach that is in business coaching other people, if they don't have a coach, they're doing a disservice not only to themselves, but also to their clients. Because every single day of our life, we need to learn at least one new thing and grow.
Yeah. It'd be hard for you to say everyone should have a coach and they'd be like, do you have one? Oh, no, 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 I don't have one.
Believe it or not, there's people out there.
I bet there are, yeah.
It's unfortunate.
Why would I need a coach? I'm the coach.
I'm the coach.
Yeah, what? But don't you need... No, yeah. I'm the coach.
No, you need a coach. So every coach out there that's listening, you need a coach yourself.
Oh, man. So I want to talk about your flight lessons. Tell me about your journey into becoming a pilot. How's that been?
You know, that was just one of those fluky things that I wanted to do. I've always loved flying. It was funny, too, because I thought about the first guy that I dated seriously as a teenager. He wanted to be a Navy pilot. And I never really put the two together, but it was like, okay, so it's always been like that. But I've always just had a deep desire to fly. And I saw on a Groupon probably 4 or 5 years ago that you could actually take what was called a discovery flight. And I thought, well, that's kind of fun. Why not? And it's Groupon, so it's right in with everything I teach.
You know, I didn't break the bank here, folks. I saved 60%.
That's right. I practice what I preach. And so I, you know, wanted to do that and had a desire to do it. And I received a Groupon discovery for my birthday 1 year. And it was so funny because I held on to it for a year. Now, I wanted to do this and wanted to do this, but I held on to that for a year. And it was like, what was holding me back? So I started journaling and coaching myself on that one. And once I got up in the air, it was the funniest thing because the pilot that took me out for the first time, he was supposed to be older than me and he canceled. And the gentleman that took me up could have been my son. And I actually told him that. I said, you could be my child, and I'm going to trust you with my life when my child is on the ground. And he goes, seriously, you know, I'm good to go. And I listened to everything.
Did he just look young, or was he young?
No, he was like 23.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he could have been my kid. But it was interesting because whenever, you know, he told me everything that was going to happen, and I listened. That's what I do for a living.
Yeah.
So I listened to everything. And then he goes, I'm going to give you the plane. You're going to fly it by yourself for 15 minutes. And I was like, are you kidding me? I could kill us. And he goes, no, you won't. Just listen to me. And I did everything that he said. And I thought he was just building me up so I'd buy another lesson. But he said, "You are one of the best people that I've ever had, because the yoke, what you pull up and down on,"
okay,
he goes, "most people go, ooh, and pull it fast." He goes, "but you're slowly and methodically listening to me." And I said, "I could kill us. Of course I'm listening to you." And he
goes, you have my full attention.
Yeah, I know, you have my full attention. But it was interesting because without telling me what he was having me do, he gave me the confidence, and I actually turned the plane completely around in my first flight lesson. And I loved it, and it was such a rush. And he goes, "you're really good at this." And I thought, well, shoot, if I'm really good at this, I want to do it so that I can hopefully take clients in time and, you know, fly them different places. Like if they have a desire for a certain location that they're going to do business, wouldn't it be cool if their coach could fly them there?
Yeah, that'd be pretty neat.
So I love it. I'm a huge Amelia Earhart fan. Huge Amelia Earhart fan. And to me, you know, I agree with her. As she said years and years ago, whenever I fly, I'm free. So I love it.
That's outstanding. What has it taught you that you can implement to your clients? I mean, just in terms of
facing your fears and pursuing what you really want and not letting, you know, fear hold you back. Because I have to say, you know, whenever I got up in that plane, I saw my daughter down on the ground. I was like, what the heck am I doing?
Is my life insurance up to date?
Yeah, I know. Do I have enough to get her through private school the rest of her life? But it shows, you know, I overcome. And different scenarios that I've gone through in my childhood, in my teenage years, in my adulthood, I have had to overcome. So I think that it helps show that what I'm actually talking about to people, that I truly do live, you know. I'll tell you a real quick funny story. At a networking event that I went to about 6 years ago, I walked in. Now, this is my naivety coming out, okay, so just get ready for it. I walked in, and I'd been on Facebook for 3 years. And I walked in, and this lady came up to me, and she goes, "you're Babette, aren't you?" That was before I was Coach Babette, but "you're Babette." And I said, "yeah." And she goes, "oh my gosh, you're just like you are online." And I paused, and I know I had this like dense look on my face, and I said, "isn't everybody?" And she goes, "you're so funny." Well, I exactly was who I am online. I mean, and that's what I want people to see. And it's funny, we've been talking about my daughter a little bit throughout our interview, and sure enough, different events that I've gone to lately, people will come up to her and say, "oh my gosh, I've watched you grow up online." And she has literally pulled me aside and said, "Mom, I'm going into middle school. I want a little bit of privacy. You're out there. You want to do it?" She goes, like all those stars in Hollywood, she goes, "you don't see their kids." She goes, "let's just do certain things." She goes, "yeah, but not all the time anymore." I said, "okay."
That's funny.
So I want, whenever people pull me up on social media, I want them to know that that's exactly who I am. I have good days. I have bad days. I have days I don't want to get out of bed. You know,
yeah.
I'm a normal human being. But one of the biggest compliments that I recently received from my daughter is we were, you know, getting out of the car, going into the house one night. She goes, "Mom, you're always positive, even whenever there's nothing to be positive about." And I said, "I've always been like that, because my childhood was a place that I could have just drowned in the dysfunction and the negativity. I chose a different path, and I'll continue that throughout my life."
Yeah.
And I want to pour that into clients and the speaking engagements that I have. You know, that's what I want to do. That's who I am.
Where do you speak?
Well, not as many places as I want to, but maybe I can get some more through your listenership. I don't know. But I just really started. I haven't been marketing myself. As you know, you've got my speaker sheet right there that was just created last year. But I'm reaching out to the schools. I want to educate and motivate the schools. I was with girls that came out of human trafficking for a year and a half.
Geez.
And that's actually on my speaker sheet. As a matter of fact, a dear friend that I'm actually on her show next today, she hired me to work with girls in human trafficking. They were rescued. And I actually taught them boundaries and self-worth. And I love those girls. You know, I never done anything like that in my life. I actually was reaching out to the lady who started this ministry, And she said, well, you know something? I've been looking at your coaching. She goes, could you bring your resume to the house? And I was like, for what? And sure enough, they hired me to be a coach for a year and a half to coach the girls. And I actually even made like little visits for my women's organization. We went out to the house and plant flowers one time. And some of the ladies saw the connection that I had built with these girls. Girls that whenever I first started, they said, who are you? Because I was all dressed up, kind of like I am today. So I realized I need to wear jeans, I need to wear t-shirts, you know, tennis shoes. I need to be just really, really non-business. Mm-hmm. I need to be their friend and I need to earn their trust. And for a long time, I would walk out of that house and they'd say, you aren't coming back next Wednesday. And I was like, if you're going to be here, I will. Yeah. You know, and I built that. And I built some good relationships. You know, they even invited me one year to the Mother's Day barbecue that they were having. And it was like, that's so awesome to be able to pour into the lives of girls that the horrific things that those children have gone yeah. through.
I experienced something similar as a foster care worker. I think children, yes. I don't think anyone is as resilient as a child can be. I mean, and
very true.
They just want that genuine connection. They know when someone's being phony or if someone's being paid to be there, quote right. unquote, or whatever. So they pick up on that really quick. And so kudos to you, man. That's great. Good job.
Well, thank you. Like I said, it was never my path, but it was opened up, and so I embraced it.
I didn't realize
it changed my life
until it hit the news locally. I didn't realize how big of an issue it was locally. Mm-hmm. You know, like
we're number six in the nation.
Of course, you hear about it all the time, and you're just like, "Geez, that's terrible." But when you see it on WCNC or mm-hmm. you know Fox, not the national one, but the local one, you're just like, "Oh my gosh, mm-hmm. dude."
Yeah, because Charlotte has 77, 85, and 40.
Yeah.
So there was actually a movie with a band that my daughter and I were fortunate enough to actually meet last year. They actually did a movie about human trafficking that was out in the theaters last year called Priceless. And it showed how they're transported and what they go through and the different things. And in the movie, this gentleman rescued the one girl. And then befriended a gentleman whose daughter actually died in the human trafficking.
How does it usually start? Are they usually, not to get off crazy off topic, but right. are they usually kidnapped at first? Or
A lot of people think that. Maybe some of them are, but a lot are kind of like in foster care or, you know, don't have a good home life stability. Yeah. And so they start befriending them. And usually they're looked at as, well, that's my boyfriend. He cares. Mm. I'm doing this for him. And it's mind altering, yeah. you know, and children's minds are very impressionable.
No
and
kidding.
It, you know, even the girls that I worked with, they'd be like, oh, well, he was my boyfriend. And I was like, mm-hmm, you know, and we'd have to get to the bottom of that.
Yeah. And what'd you think about Amelia Earhart's the recent brouhaha?
I watched
her.
That. Did you? Yes, I
you
did.
Know what? I remember watching Unsolved Mysteries as a kid, and they had a couple different specials on her.
Did they?
And they would show old photos, and they were like, well, maybe she was taken captive and all this, but what do you think about all that?
I think it's very interesting. I think that one picture, you know, with all the different technology that we have, is that a real picture? Is it not? I would have to say I was really disappointed in the end because they built it up for 2 hours.
Yeah.
And then it was like, well, it's, you know,
and
just
then
speculation.
Somebody found that exact picture in a Time magazine or somewhere mm-hmm. from like 3 years before they said they found it. So I was just like, man, what a letdown.
So, yeah. But it was very interesting to watch.
Yeah, it was definitely... I didn't catch it, but from what I read, it was definitely... interesting to say the least.
Yes.
All right. Well, whew, that was a lot. CB coaching and consulting. Man, I can't say that either. Hold on. Coach Babette with CB coaching and consulting, and every woman can be. Why don't you spend maybe another minute and just kind of take us home and
okay.
tell people exactly what you do real quick and how they can get in touch with you and how they can get started.
Absolutely. Thank you again for having me today. I really appreciate it. This has been a lot of fun.
Yeah. It flies by. Like
it does.
You.
It does.
We're already, what are we at?
It's so exciting.
We're at 40 minutes already.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
But what I do is, my passion in life is to inspire people to be the best that they can be. Not compete with other people, but be the best they can be. My focus is small business owners, medium business owners, walking into corporations and helping them change the financial future of their employees so that they can function better at their jobs by paying off debt and not being a slave to that debt. Because people work hard for their money, we all do, and I want that money to work for them and not for other people. And in one radio interview that I did recently, you know, I said, look at your furniture in your house. Next time, look at the furniture in your bank's, you know, lobby area. Whose furniture's better and why? So, yeah, those are different things that you have to think about. I don't use credit cards. I haven't in 5 years, and I never will again. And I'd love to help anybody who's interested in either one-on-one coaching, coaching online. We've got some classes that are starting up with Dump Debt and Live Free in the middle of September. Check out my website, coachbabette.com. That's coachbabette.com. Or actually, I will pick up the phone and talk. So if you want to give me a call,
whoa.
I know, 980-355-9676. That's 980-355-9676. Again, it's coachbabette.com. You can find me all over social media. And then, of course, Every Woman Can Be. We actually kick off again, took the summer off, kicking off again September 21st. So if you're a woman business owner or you just have a business that you want to connect with us online, feel free to check out our website, everywomancanbe.com, and become either an online member or join us and have a lot of fun here in Charlotte.
All right. Well, Coach Babette, thank you for
thank
coming
you
on the
Thank you so
Jones
much,
Zone.
Chris. I appreciate it.
It's a pleasure getting to meet you.
You too.
Thanks so much for listening to the Jones Zone Podcast with Chris and Brian Jones. We'll catch you on the next episode.